This is Dakota Datebook for February 14th. On this date, in 1931, the Bismarck Tribune reported on local swains who flooded the mails here with dulcet missives protesting unbounded love for their lady loves in honor of Valentine's Day. While love letters are often associated with Valentine's Day, notes of love have been written year-round for centuries between strangers, lovers, friends, and family. The words in these letters can reveal a unique history of their own. The time and place they are written, whether in peace or war, across great distances or exchanged in classrooms, can show how humanity's connections have changed throughout history. One manuscript collection, stored in the North Dakota State Archives, contains love letters between Lars and his beloved, Henrika Sweiseth, before they were married. The couple was living in Norway at the time and would later settle near Alamo. Originally written in Norwegian, these letters were translated into English in 1984 by a family member after Henrika's death. The family member reflected, "Doing this project was almost like stepping on sacred ground, as these letters were written for only the eyes of her beloved Lars. Now she has been gone, and the time has come for others to read and enjoy. Her love was pure, sacred, and beautiful." Henrika's first letter, written in 1902, may not be what you'd expect. It was lively and genuine, filled with news from her life and straightforward conversation about her family's interest in Lars. It ended with this honest note: "Remember, this is the first letter I've ever written to a man, this way anyway, so you can't expect much. The very best wishes to you now, my beloved, till we meet again." A very different tone is found in an ideal love letter published in the Bismarck Tribune in 1904. It was attributed to Mrs. J.H. Dallas of St. Louis, who had recently married J.C. Dinehart of Tower City. The letter, filled with declarations of love, was said to be so powerful that it could bring success to anyone who heard it. It ended with this passionate declaration: "I love you, dear, for many reasons, but the best, the very best reason, is just because I do, without rhyme or reason, and because there is just room enough on your honest, loving heart for me and me alone. May words of love find their way to you this Valentine's Day." Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.